To me, the Lehmann masterclasses were a revelation. To study a supreme artist at work, to enter into her thinking as she directed a scene or coached a song, was a priceless opportunity and a soul-expanding, life-transforming experience, a chance to learn from her unique wisdom and to receive a distillation of what she herself had absorbed from the likes of Richard Strauss, Puccini, Bruno Walter, and Toscanini. I am old enough to have seen Madame Lehmann as the Marschallin in Der Rosenkavalier at the Metropolitan Opera and to have attended several of her town hall recitals. Those were unforgettable experiences. She kept the audience spellbound every time. Later, I had the immense privilege of working with Lotte Lehmann for 2.5 years as her assistant. I admired her patience and forbearance when dealing with frightened, often clueless amateurs. Yes, she sometimes hurt someone's feelings, sometimes even my own. She was spontaneous and outspoken. She did not like to waste time. But what she gave in artistic insight, illuminating everything she sang from within, and in the art of externalizing those insights to communicate them to an audience, such gifts far outweighed any trifling ego injury she may sometimes have inflicted. She showed us how to fill every phrase with spontaneous feeling and with glowing life. And she expected us, the accompanist as well as a singer, to learn to do the same. But first, of course, we had to understand, fully understand, the poem, not just the exact meaning of every word, but the subtext, the hints and nuances. We had to picture the situation, the setting, that inspired the poet to create those words and impelled the composer to set them in that particular way and in no other. She taught us to open up our imagination.